The remodeled station in Milwaukee is multimodal, handling Amtrak train passengers and bus riders for Greyhound and some local lines. Rail advocates would like to see commuter rail between Kenosha and the Milwaukee station. They'd also like to see higher speed rail service between Milwaukee and Green Bay and Milwaukee and western Wisconsin. State lawmakers recently halted the Kenosha-Milwaukee commuter rail plan, but it may be back next year. State Transportation Secretary Frank Buzzolacci says a funding split for high-speed rail just got a boost in the U.S. Senate, and the House may go along soon.
And if the House does that, then what will happen is what we're asking in this legislation is this 80-20 partnership like we have on highways. Let's fund mass transit the same way.
Buzzolacci says bonding authority for the state's 20% of the costs was just increased in the biennial budget agreement. He says the faster service to Madison could start within 3 years. There'll be skeptics as to whether enough people are ready for more rail service, but West Allis resident and rail fan Dennis Ellingson says he can't wait.
Well, like up north, Green Bay, Wisconsin, up around Wausau, Waupaca, Madison, all the way up to Hurley, if we can get up that far.
Far northern Wisconsin is not projected for passenger rail service anytime soon. But Ellingson says with high gasoline prices, people are looking for transportation options. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.